It's a fun. So you know, I'm. What I have to say now is, is it on?
Yes.
Okay. So what I have to say now is, well, it's the usual. Sort of, it's fun, but a bit sort of mysterious, whatever. So I'm going to tell you about computing this by separating the body from the soul, or a body from its shadow. So, but let me tell you what it is mathematically. So, it turns out that this is somehow the wrong thing to compute. You know what? No, let me, sorry, I should have said it differently. I spent a lot of time trying to compute zeta k. Some of my students were present, okay? So, I mean, I tried technique after technique after technique. So what I'm telling you is sort of the result of many experiments. Okay, so I tried, you know what, there's no point that I list the techniques, but I tried many. Okay, you may remember there was, scatter and glow. And then there is you symmetrize and work in the, well, there's all sorts of techniques. And they all get blocked somewhere. Okay, and it took, and eventually I'll, so I'm telling you what I'm, the story I want to tell you about comes from the elimination of the other possibilities, basically. Yeah. Okay? So, but still let me, okay, anyway. So, somehow, what are W naughts? W naughts are, knottings of a tube, right? Sorry, W tangles are knottings of a system of tubes in R4. And you can think of the tubes as going from infinity to infinity. So you have a bunch of tubes going from infinity to infinity, and they, well, and you're knotting them. But to say that they go from infinity to infinity is sort of the same as saying that they're pinched at the ends. So it's really pinched tubes that go from, well, from infinity to infinity. Now, topologically, a pinched tube is, well, what's a pinched tube? So it looks like, well, let me, I guess, first of all, draw it like this. And then you see I can, topologically, I can move this point to here. Okay? And then I can move it further down, basically along the tube. The pinching point.
Isn't this point at infinity?
Yeah, so I can move it a bit nearer. So instead of sending, instead of having the tube go from infinity to infinity, I could, so, you know, think like you have a toothpaste, long toothpaste tube. You sort of start removing the paste from the end. You clamp the end a little bit, okay, and now it's a string. Okay, and whatever was going through this tube just gets pushed a bit in. Okay, so you do it on both ends, so it's not exactly like a toothpaste, okay? I mean, you do it on both ends, and now I have a tube that is connected to infinity with two strings, and I didn't gain or lose any information. Because I could do it. Once, the moment you have fixed behavior at infinity, I can pinch a little bit. I can push. Well, that's all. Okay? So now I'm looking about the topology. So really W naughts is the topology of, you know, let me, you know, I can make it completely formal. The W knottings of a thing like that is the same as the W notting of a picture that looks like that. So basically, so let's understand this picture first, okay? It has a vertex in the middle, and it has one-dimensional lines, and these one-dimensional lines connect in pair to the ends of sausages. So again, these are sausages hanging on strings on both ends, okay? So I claim the knottings of that are the same as the knottings of that. Because, again, this really means that you have tubes going to infinity. So all tubes go to infinity. Okay? Infinity is this, clump them all at infinity, and you'll get a single point to which all tubes connect, and then just sort of remove the paste from the very ends of the tubes. Okay? I could make it, you know, if you really insist, I mean, I can make it even better. So, I mean, I can construct a map. So these are the knottings of tubes. Sorry, of well, okay, let's do two, okay? So these are the knottings of two tubes. I can just put a cap on this one, 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 put a, you know, glue a cap. These caps are actually called plungers, right? You use them in toilets. So you put a plunger on the top of this, a plunger on the bottom. You basically put four plungers with lines connecting to a common vertex. And this defines a map. So sorry, so this plunging, there is, I guess, in topology something called plumbing, but this is something else. This is plunging. Plunging. Is this, I'm not sure about my English, is this reasonable spelling? So this plunging defines a map into here, and I basically told you that it is an isomorphism. Okay, because, well, it's an isomorphism. I basically, because, well, you can remove this part and you're left with a knotting of that. Okay? But now I want to say a little bit more. So let's look at each individual component. Each individual component is a pinched torus. Okay? But a pinched torus, so claim a pinched torus. So in abstract topology, a pinched torus is what? It's an S1 wedge, S2 it's called? Is it called wedge? Where you connect along a point?
Yeah.
So that's what it is. But let me do it graphically and in a way that will tell you that embedding a pinched torus is the same as embedding an S1 and an S2. Okay? So, so if I have a pinched torus, I can just start sliding. Well, I can start sliding the ends of one of the plungers towards the other. So I can slide it to here, and then I can slide it to here, and then I can slide it to here. Basically, I keep sliding it along the tube. Okay? Until it's here. Okay? But now what do I have? This is the same as saying that I'm knotting, so I have one line that goes from infinity back to infinity. And I also have a balloon. So a sphere connected by a string to, well, essentially, well, let's continue this. So connected to a sphere to by a string to infinity. So the knotting of a pinched torus, where this point is infinity, the knotting of a pinched torus is the same as the knottings of a loop, a single loop, and a single balloon. Okay? Okay.
How do you get the knot?
This?
Yeah.
So this is the line that I created here. Okay? If you want to go back, okay, so basically, right, a balloon has a neck. So you will pull the neck along this line. So you'll just pull the neck along the line, and then you'll get well, I'm not sure I'm good at drawing, but you'll get a pinched torus. I guess there is... No, is this what I wanted to say? How do you get back? Sorry, how do you get back? Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't do anything, right? But so how do... But pictorially, suppose I have a knotting of a hoop and a balloon. So a single hoop and a single balloon. How do I go back to a...
Can you bring the middle edge to zero?
What?
Can you take the little pieces of balloon and run it around the link?
Yeah, so I that's what I want to do, but... Yeah.
So collapse the little segment connecting the circle to the S2 and separate the two endpoints of the S1 and then do the drag.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know what? So at least I showed one direction. And the other you understood better than me. Okay? So then, instead of studying the knottings of several pinched tori, I will study the knottings of sort of bouquets of spheres, balloons, so several balloons and several hoops. And in fact, I don't know why I should keep the numbers equal. Okay? I could just as well use different number of hoops as than balloons. Okay? This would be a more general study. Okay? And sort of this is the separating of body from soul. I mean, so, you know, in a three-dimensional topology, one day, you know what, maybe I will not go too philosophical. So let me say that I want to study these for a little while. Okay? Now... What?
Don't you need them separated? You want this compound to be linked, right? Just describe the balloon and the circle.
Yeah.
Describe the single component.
Yeah.
Single tube. And these are what is described exactly.
This?
Yes.
Well, if there was an equal number of balloons as hoops, and there was a bijection between them, it would describe the same amount of information.
Don't you want to be separated?
No, because you see, a tangle by this construction becomes pinched tori that are all pinched together. So, you know, if I slide if I slide the ends to here, okay, basically if I do this sliding individually for each tori, I mean they will all be connected to the same point at infinity. Okay? So now briefly forget about the original problem and let me briefly study a new problem. I want to study the knot theory of knotted balloons and hoops, okay, which is the knottedness that you can get out of a bunch of spheres and a bunch of hoops. And to be strict, more correct, I mean, the spheres should have labels, UV, whatever, and the hoops should have labels, X, Y, Z, because I want to be able to refer to individual sphere, to individual balloons and individual hoops. The balloons should be oriented two-dimensionally. The hoops should be oriented one-dimensionally. Okay? And I think that's all I want to say. So let the set of all knottings of such balloons and hoops be called, I don't know what, KBH of T and H, where T is the set of balloons or tails, and H is the set of hoops or heads. Okay? So, for all that I will say in the next few minutes, the fact that I want ribbon embeddings is irrelevant. Okay, but I do want ribbon embeddings. But so for the minute, let's forget this. Now, this space has operations on it. And let me tell you what operations exist on KBH. Okay, or some of the operations that exist on KBH. So I guess the first one is there is a merge operation. So there is an operation from KBH TH, T1H1, cross KBH of T2H2 into KBH of T1 union T2 H1 union H2. Meaning, if you have a knotting, so schematically, if you have a knotting of you know what? I don't know why. I'm sort of insisting on drawing everything, but let me be lazy and just show you the drawings that are on the handout. Remind you of the drawings that are on the handout. So I'm sorry. So there is this binary operation. If you have a knotting of a number of balloons and hoops and another knotting of a number of balloons and hoops, you can get a knotting of the union by just merging the base points. Okay? But then there are operations that are even more fun. Okay? So, and let me tell you what they are. So, you see, hoops are like elements of pi 1, and balloons are like elements of pi 2. So, and in homotopy theory, you know that there is that pi 1 is a group, pi 2 is a group, and there is an action of pi 1 on pi 2. So the exact same operations exist over here. Namely, if you have two balloons, you can merge them to, sorry, if you have two hoops, you can merge them to form a longer hoop that follows the two paths. Okay? So let me call this operation the head multiply of path X and path Y to get a new path called Z. And notice that this is a unary operation. It's not a binary operation. It takes a single KBH and creates a single new KBH. Okay? Likewise, there is a tail multiply. And if you have the same two balloons, U and V above, you could merge them, okay? And that's just a bigger balloon, right? This is still a sphere, what I just drew, okay? And this will be defined, this will be called the tail multiply of U and V producing an output W. And again, it's a unary operation, okay? And it doesn't even make sense to try to speak of it as a binary operation, because the balloons U and V that were the sources could have been knotted with each other. Okay, homotopy theory is about homotopy classes, and homotopically everything is trivial. We're in R4. Okay. So it only makes sense as a unary operation. So U and V could be knotted with each other in a complicated way. When you merge them, you get a single sphere which is knotted with itself in a complicated way. There is no way to think of it as a binary operation. So the input U and V, are not independent things. They're merged. They're knotted with each other. They're tangled, entangled. Okay? Likewise for the last operation. So the last operation is, it's inspired from homotopy theory, but it's not homotopy theory. Okay? So if you have a balloon and a hoop, if you have U and X, you can create a new KBH, which I will call K applied, to which you apply the switch operation of, well, the action of the balloon of the hoop on the balloon. And what it is you just take the balloon U, you make a little neck, and then you pull the neck along the path X. Again, X could be knotted, it could go through V, okay? Okay. I allow you to check that these operations satisfy the identities of the previous hour. Okay? So, meaning head multiply is meta-associative, which is sort of obvious, right? I mean, you if you merge three paths, well, it's the same as the usual associativity. Tail multiply is meta-associativity, and if you pull a balloon U, sorry, pull the tail of U. Sorry, pull the, not the tail, the neck of a balloon U along X and then along Y and then merge X and Y, it's the same as first merging X and Y and then pulling the balloon, the neck of the balloon U along the combined path. These were the identities that was one of the two identities in the definition of a metabicross product. Okay? And likewise, if I combine U and V, so if I do this combination to U and V, and then pull the neck, it's the same as, well, pulling the neck of U and then pulling the necks of V and then combining. So these are all minor topology exercises. Okay? And the last topology exercise is the following. So, okay, so KBH has a lot of algebraic structure. It has star and it has so the disunion operation, and it has head multiply, it has tail multiply, and it has the swap operation. Okay? Or swipe, maybe, I don't know. But it has a further operation. And the further operation is the multiplication operation that it induces, sorry, that it inherits from the world of tangles. Namely, in the world of tangles, you can connect the head of one tangle to the it's better to write them pointing the other way. So but it doesn't matter because we're in a V context. But you can connect the head of one tangle to the other. Okay, and in the world of knotted pinched tori, it amounts to saying, let's drop these two lines and connect this end to this end and replace it by a thin tube. Okay? So you're welcome to check what this amounts to in or how is this expressed in KBH. And I guess my little claim will be that the concatenation of components A and B in a tangle, calling the result C, becomes swapping probably A over B followed by head multiply of A and B calling the result C followed by tail multiply of A and B calling the result C. So should I draw a picture? I'll draw a schematic picture. I don't remember where I am in taking pictures, so bah, that will be a lousy one because of the okay, so so really I'm asserting that there is a commutative diagram as follows. So if you look at the knottings, sorry, W knottings everywhere, of a pair of sausages, meaning a pair of tubes which go to infinity, and let's call them A and B, then there is an operation into the W knottings of, but you know, let's orient them the opposite way to make the picture easier to draw. Then there is an operation into the W knottings of a single tube. So, and the operation will be to connect the head of that to the tail of that. So you'll get a single tube. Okay? But let's call this, and let's call it C, and let's call this operation MAB into C. And of course, there could be more connected components here, and I'm just not bothering to draw them, and they will be unaffected, or more components, more. Okay? Now, this is isomorphic to the W knotting of a pair of one balloon and, say, two balloons called A and B, and two hoops called the same names, A and B, because they came from the same place. Except, you know, these are, so when I refer to the to hoop operations, I will be referring to the hoops, and we're a little bit, so the, it doesn't matter. The fact that I use the same name for names for the components is irrelevant. Doesn't matter because there are different things. So when I refer to it will be clear which one I'm referring to. Okay, and of course there could be more things here. This is isomorphic to WK of just a single balloon labeled C and a single hoop labeled C and possibly more stuff. So there should be an operation going this way. And I claim that this operation is swap followed by head multiply followed by tail multiply. Okay, so at least now the claim is clear. Okay? But the meaning of this claim is that if I ever want to study invariants of these, I may as well study invariants of these. And if I want to fully algebraically understand these, it's enough to fully understand swap, head multiply, and tail multiply. Okay?
Why do you need to do the swap? It looks like it's just head multiply and tail multiply.
No, it's not. So, why? It's not. Why? Because. So, how do you go from a tube to a balloon hoop pair? So, if you have a tube, okay, the balloon hoop pair corresponding to it will be, well, the hoop will simply be a parallel of the original tube. You will just write because right the operation was to slide the string to the other side. So the hoop will be a parallel of the original tube, going from infinity to infinity, so it's really a circle. The hoop, the balloon, will be you will be cupping the tube on one end And on the other end, you will be putting a plunger and connecting it to the base point. So, I mean, originally I was putting plungers on both sides, but then I slid one end to the other side. Okay? Okay.
Well, what does swap mean in the true picture?
Yeah, so sorry, I'm having difficulty drawing it myself. I mean, I've done it, but maybe I should have prepared a drawing. But yeah, so you know what? I should not be doing it on the picture, on the diagram, because it will make it too messy. So let me start with a new diagram. Okay. I'm on the other hand, I'm also running out of time. So, yeah. So. So now I have two things. Remember, they're knotted, okay? And no, I'll get confused. So one thing that I do is I kind of tube the two together. And then I cap one end. So let's look only at the balloon, at the resulting the balloon. The swap only affects the balloon. The swap is something that's done to the balloon. So let's look at only the resulting balloon. So if I go to the right and then down, the result is to bridge these two together with sort of a U-shaped tube, and then cap one side. Okay? The other going down and then to the right, so this is the one direction. The other direction will give you, which end is capped? I think it's actually this end that I want capped. I'm confused about. Well, let's. So you'll get. Okay, sorry. So now I want to get from I want to get from this picture to this picture using the moves that I had.
I sort of understand it still.
orientation of the tube. If it's knotted, then the orientation matters.
No, it's well, and of course, sorry, and all of these are connected. This is all happening near infinity, so these are also connected at infinity. Yeah, so I want to create this one out of that one, and everything is knotted. I need to. No, I'm. Sorry, I'm failing to do the exercise. No, it's okay. I owe you. Okay? I mean, it's a simple pick. Okay, I've had troubles with exercises before. This is the next time.
Sorry, we have a meeting.
Yeah. Okay. No, I guess it's hopeless to. I have to stop, sorry. So, well, I hereby stop. I'll have to figure out how to not just do this exercise, that's minor, but how to continue the computation. I think at least the flavor is becoming similar, but okay. Sorry.